DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, mid-40s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies around the lower to mid-40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the mid-20s. For Friday, sunny skies, warmer temps, 56. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 28.
This is Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A teen is in critical condition after a shooting in South Arkansas City. The Ark City Police Department said the incident happened just after 9:45 Saturday night. The responding emergency crews found a 17-year-old male victim with a gunshot wound. The victim taken to a local hospital and later airlifted to a Wichita hospital for treatment. KTV reports no charges have been filed at this time, although the investigation is ongoing. A Republican member of the Kansas State Board of Education who shares retiring GOP U.S. Senator Pat Roberts' last name is running to replace him in Washington. Steve Roberts of Overland Park filed paperwork yesterday with the state to claim a spot on the ballot in the August primary. Pat Roberts not seeking re-election after four terms. And forecasters for the Sunflower State say the rest of this week will have warmer, more seasonable temperatures. Mid-America Network News.
Price sells cars, trucks, and SUVs at Rusty at Ford. And you don't have to wait till Black Friday. In November, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. On F-150 trucks, get a $3,000 discount, and you keep the rebates. That's over $11,000 off MSRP on F-150 trucks. On Ford SUVs, take $3,000 off plus rebates. That's over $7,500 off. Hey, it's Black Friday every day at Rusty at Ford, where Price sells cars. To see what's going on, go to RustyAtFord.com.
Plus tax and fees, all rebates to dealer. Must finance with Ford Credit upon approval of credit for Ford Credit rebate. Rebate available on select vehicles. Offers cannot be combined. Offer expires 11/30/19. And now enjoy the sounds of the holiday season from Rusty at Ford. Enjoy your turkey.
Garden City Community College trustees announced they will release the external review report into the death of student-athlete Braden Bradforth to his family. The school says they believe it's important that this information is shared with Braden's family in an effort to provide the family with all the information they have on the student-athlete's passing from a heat stroke. The college says they've taken action to improve protocol and practices in athletics since August of last year. Some Kansas families will have the chance to see a historic steam engine next week. Union Pacific's historic Big Boy Steam Locomotive number 4014 touring the Union Pacific system throughout the year to commemorate the Transcontinental Railroad's 150th anniversary. The train will make several stops across Kansas on Saturday through Thursday of next week. Kansas weather forecasters saying those record cold temperatures in the rearview mirror, for now anyway, more seasonal temperatures through the rest of the week. Mid-America Network News.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Authorities have identified a woman whose body was found in a western Nebraska ravine next to her vehicle. The Scotts Bluff County Sheriff's Office said in a news release that the body of 59-year-old Cynthia McGee of Lyman was in about 3 feet of water spotted by searchers on Monday. A helicopter crew on Monday spotted the woman's vehicle, which couldn't be seen by drivers passing by. Officials say it appears the death was accidental. A final determination is pending toxicology results. University of Nebraska-Lincoln planning construction of a reflection area for its Veterans Tribute Project. The university said in a news release Monday that the area will run from the steps of the Military and Naval Science Building to the Coliseum. The $3.75 million project, part of an upgrade of the mall immediately east of Memorial Stadium. I'm Rick Everett with Nebraska News on your Wednesday on the Mid-America Network.
Price sells cars, trucks, and SUVs at Rusty at Ford. And you don't have to wait till Black Friday. In November, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. On F-150 trucks, get a $3,000 discount and you keep the rebates. That's over $11,000 off MSRP on F-150 trucks. On Ford SUVs, take $3,000 off plus rebates. That's over $7,500 off. Hey, it's Black Friday every day at Rusty at Ford, where Price sells cars. To see what's going on, go to RustyAtFord.com.
Plus tax and fees, all rebates to dealer. Must finance with Ford Credit upon approval of credit for Ford Credit Rebate. Rebate available on select vehicles. Offers cannot be combined. Offer expires 11/30/19. And now enjoy the sounds of the holiday season from Rusty at Ford. Enjoy your turkey.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. The county has been approved for the low water crossing bridge in Waterville Township for $150,000 plus an additional $50,000 for closing the bridge structure for a total of $200,000 reimbursable. Estimated cost of the project is $285,000. The structure is 35 by 16 feet currently, proposed to be built at 45 by 24 feet. The board also discussed the Haug low water crossing. This is a bridge the county could build, and material cost would be approximately $60,000 to $70,000. This project will be revisited at a later time. The county councilor discussed the next steps in the sale or disposition of tax sale properties the county now owns. No decisions were made. Commissioners did meet briefly this past Monday to affirm the Board of Canvassers' determination that no changes to the general election results were forthcoming. Over 42% of registered voters turned out for the election. Washington County Commissioners conducted routine business and worked on the pay scale for county employees last week. The City of Washington was recently awarded a grant of nearly $770,000 toward curb, gutter, and handicapped accessible sidewalks along B Street in conjunction with a shared project with the county for street replacement. The total project cost is estimated at $1.2 million and is the final phase of work planned on B Street. A box culvert will be replaced at the College Street intersection. Traffic will be detoured during construction, tentatively scheduled to begin next spring or summer. The work on B Street was initially planned as a local cost share and was expanded in scope with the state funding through the Kansas Department of Transportation. Nemahal County Commissioners last week extended for 6 months a moratorium on additional commercial wind energy projects. A previous resolution was set to expire November 13th. And stipulates the county will hear no request for use of roads, infrastructures, or public areas. Intention is to establish an advisory committee that would determine the viability of drafting a countywide zoning ordinance. The action does not impact the Soldier Creek wind farm, which is being developed. Haul routes are being finalized, and road use negotiations continue. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet this week. Their next meeting is Monday, November 18th. A Hanover man, Cody W. Craig, was killed early Sunday in a single-vehicle accident 2 miles northwest of Fairbury in Jefferson County. Both occupants of a vehicle were ejected when the car left the roadway and overturned several times on River Road just south of 714 Avenue. The fatality, Cody Craig of Hanover, was pronounced dead at the Fairbury Hospital. A second occupant was transported to a Lincoln hospital. The accident remains under investigation, but it is believed alcohol may have been a factor and seatbelts were not in use. Carolyn Etherton, age 88, of Marysville, passed away November 3rd. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville.
burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7. Visitation Thursday from noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Carolyn Etherton. Leroy H. Benson, age 92, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, 2 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City. Private family interment, a later date, the Burchard Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Leroy Benson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu, fish, baked potato, green beans, whole wheat roll, and applesauce. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, breadsticks, salad, and berry bliss. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
The used megastore at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice is the high volume, low hassle place to buy. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, life happens. You need a car? Twin Rivers Credit Rebuilder will get you on the road. Check out Twin Rivers' huge selection of used and certified pre-owned vehicles without worrying about damaged credit. Sometimes life serves you lemons. Twin Rivers is serving lemonade with quality late model cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Twin Rivers, used megastore on West Court in Beatrice. No lemons, just lemonade.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, low pressure system is now affecting the upper parts of the Midwest into the Rockies, and it looks like this will continue to push off towards the south and east as we head through the day. So this will be bringing some cloudy skies, increasing clouds as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. Some areas could see a little bit of some sprinkles, maybe some flurries, but when it gets to our area, it'll be mostly a dry cold front. It does look like for tomorrow, high pressure system builds in. We'll have sunny skies all the way through the end of the week, and finally warming up as we head towards Friday into the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, mostly cloudy, mid-40s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 15. Tonight, cloudy skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the lower to mid-40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low of 24, and Friday sunny at 56. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-November 58, the average low 36. Sunset this evening 5:11, sunrise in the morning at 7:03. 24 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 13th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
You'll be thankful for the great specials at CJ Express in November. Monday through Friday, the Chicken Cordon Bleu stuffed sandwich is hot and ready for a hearty lunch at the East and West stores. CJ West is debuting the Blazin' Barbecue Pizza, featuring Cookies Barbecue Pork on the Hunt Brothers signature crust. Every day is a great day at CJ Express.
Down go the Wildcats! Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A major upset in college basketball last night as unranked Evansville took down the top team in the nation.
It's an air ball, wow. And the Aces have gone the road to Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky, and stunned the number one Wildcats.
On the Purple Aces radio network, Evansville over number one Kentucky, 67-64. To the NBA, Anthony Davis and LeBron James both put up double-doubles as the Lakers beat the Suns 123-115. Meanwhile, Trae Young scored 42 points and dished out 11 assists to lead the Hawks to a win over the Nuggets in Denver 125-121. NFL teams have been informed that a public workout will be held for former quarterback Colin Kaepernick in Atlanta this weekend. ESPN's Adam Schefter says the workout will resemble a pro day.
Everybody will have the opportunity to judge him, watch him, observe him, and make a decision about whether it wants to sign him.
The workout's scheduled for Saturday. Back to the NBA, Joel Embiid scored the game winner with seconds left as the 76ers won a squeaker over the Cavaliers.
Josh Richardson drives it to the right wing. Back out top, Harris. He throws it into Joel, and Embiid jams it with 13 seconds to go for the lead.
On WPEN, 27 points and 16 boards for Embiid as Philadelphia wins 98-97. More college action from last night. Number 2 Duke wiped out Central Arkansas 105-54, and 14th-ranked Oregon got the best of number 13 Memphis 82-74. NHL, the Bruins led the Panthers 4-0 before Florida scored four times in the third period to tie it up and then won it in a shootout, 5-4 the final. More baseball, the Twins' Rocco Baldelli and the Cardinals' Mike Schilt were named American and National League Managers of the Year, respectively. Major League Baseball is expanding an investigation into sign-stealing allegations against the Astros after a report by The Athletic on Tuesday alleging that the team used cameras to steal signs during their 2017 World Series win. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
It's a playoff doubleheader Friday. Hanover at St. Paul at 5 o'clock and Axtell versus Lost Springs at 7. Live on KNDY 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we start this Wednesday, let's first take a peek at how Tuesday closed. As corn rebounded for yesterday, soybeans hold steady. The wheat rallied into double digits, and the cotton closes Tuesday with gains as well. Live cattle futures finished mixed with December and February down 10 to 12 cents, with April gaining as much as 22. Feeder cattle futures rebounded after midday lows, having gained as much as 22 cents. Wholesale box beef prices finished the day with more gains. Choice boxes gained 191 to 240.50. In August, prices topped 241 for a short time, but the last time choice boxes had been that highest of 240 was in 2017. At Tuesday's closing, the whistle select boxes had gained 254 for the day to finish at 216.23. Lean hog futures rallied triple digits for turnaround Tuesday, gaining as much as 182. Now to today's markets, and after seeing significant gains yesterday, most giving it back, as we see mostly lower numbers for the overnight trading. December corn now down 1.5 at 376 and a quarter. Wheat down 4.75 at 434. November soybeans are up 0.75 at 906.5 and up 50 cents for December soy meal at 302.80. However, soybean oil is down 13 points at 30.90. Cotton complex also slightly lower, down 7 at 64.67. Through the energy complex, we see mostly lower numbers across the board as December crude oil now down 40 at 56.40, down the same mark for January of the new year at 56.45. Slightly lower, not quite a full cent, but December unleaded gas still trending downwards, now at 160 a gallon. December heating oil is down 2 cents at 187, and December natural gas also down 2 cents at $2.59. After a day of mostly lower numbers for the metals yesterday, December gold now up $13 an ounce at $14.66.60 and up $12.90 for February at $14.73.50. December silver sharply higher, up 25 cents an ounce at $16.95. And looking at the dollar index here to start this Wednesday morning, slightly higher, up 5 points for the December dollar at 98.20. With your latest market update and all market information through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
Price sells cars, trucks, and SUVs at Rusty at Ford. And you don't have to wait till Black Friday. In November, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. On F-150 trucks, get a $3,000 discount and you keep the rebates. That's over $11,000 off MSRP on F-150 trucks. On Ford SUVs, take $3,000 off plus rebates. That's over $7,500 off. Hey, it's Black Friday every day at Rusty at Ford, where Price sells cars. To see what's going on, go to RustyAtFord.com.
Plus tax and fees, all rebates to dealer. Must finance with Ford Credit upon approval of credit for Ford Credit rebate. Rebate available on select vehicles. Offers cannot be combined. Offer expires 11/30/19. And now enjoy the sounds of the holiday season from Rusty at Ford. Enjoy your turkey.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit HPMHC.com today.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Weather challenges, trade tensions, and long-term financial struggles continue to make life difficult for the U.S. agriculture sector. Wall Street Journal says those headwinds are forcing an increasing number of farmers and ranchers to take on high-interest loans from lenders outside the ag sector just to stay in business. The more traditional farm banks are offering less money and placing tighter restrictions on their loans. That's forcing cash-strapped farmers to go to other lending sources for the capital they need to stay afloat. Financial service providers that are less regulated can offer significant help to producers, but those loans can be treacherous to farmers that fall behind with interest rates twice those charged by the more typical ag lender. Heath Job, a farmer from Arkansas, recently lost a crop to dry weather. His loan payments carried a 9% interest rate and piled up quickly, while his request for a new loan was rejected. Producers increasingly falling behind on their loans and putting a squeeze on the ag lenders as well. Farmers face about $416 billion in debt this year, the highest number since the 80s. Dean Foods, a 94-year-old milk producer, filed bankruptcy. The largest milk producer in the country struggling as Americans no longer are drinking as much milk from cows. This year been especially difficult for the company. Its sales dropped 7% in the first half of this year, with profits falling 14%, and Dean Foods stock has lost 80% of its value. The company manufactures some of the more recognizable milk and dairy products in the country, like Land O'Lakes and Organic Valley. The company blames its struggles on declining consumption in white milk. Company debt also has made it difficult for Dean Foods to fund all of its workers' pensions. Another concern, Walmart used to be their largest customer. Now Walmart has their own dairy plant. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. And one of the biggest segments of the agriculture industry is the apple industry. We'll talk about a brand new variety after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It is apple picking time, actually past picking time in some areas, but it is the time of year that makes me think of not only the fresh, crisp apple to bite into, but also apple pie. Oh, yes. There's a brand new apple variety. It's called Cosmic Crisp. And Kate Evans is a professor in the Department of Horticulture at Washington State University in Pullman, Washington. And she says it can take up to 20 years to develop a new variety.
Yeah, the plant breeding process is pretty slow when you're dealing with a tree fruit. What we deal with is when we're doing what's called cross-hybridization. We're taking pollen from one tree, putting it onto flowers of the other variety, the mother tree, waiting for seeds, sowing seeds. And then this whole thing started with one seed. It was one seed that had the right genetics to be a great-tasting apple that worked across the board. But we obviously get thousands of seeds. We have to do a lot of evaluation. And, you know, going from a seed to a tree takes quite a long time. Getting enough fruit on that tree to do a lot of evaluation takes time. And then, you know, at that point, we're dealing with every, you know, single trees. What we want to do is to have a lot of trees to evaluate more fruit on. So that whole process takes the breeding program somewhere around about 15, 16 years. Sounds like a long time. But then we get a product that we're pretty confident about. Then we have to propagate it up and make enough trees for growers to plant. And then, as you say, the growers have to invest, take that risk, and wait for those trees to produce fruit.
Well, here's the payoff question, Professor Evans, about Cosmic Crisp. Have you tasted it, and was it worth the wait?
Oh, I've tasted it many, many times, and it's fabulous.
Kate Evans, a professor in the Department of Horticulture at Washington State University, talking to us about Cosmic Crisp, the latest variety of apples. Again, over 100 varieties of apples are grown commercially in the United States, but only about 15 of those show up on a regular basis at your grocery store. And another little factoid, it takes 2 pounds of apples to make 1 9-inch pie. That's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. Back after this.
When snow flies, you think about your Beeford and the quality Purina rations they need to weather Mother Nature's fury. And it's time to think about Farmers Cooperative Fall Cattle Protein Booking. Savings on protein tubs and blocks, range cubes, creep starter, and liquid feeds. All at special pricing to lock in great savings. See your local Purina expert at the Farmers Cooperative to book your order now through November 30th while supplies last.
Farmers Cooperative.
Earlier, as I was mentioning in the many ways that I enjoy apples, I forgot to include candied apples. Oh, yeah, candy apples. Also dipping apple slices in peanut butter. Oh, yeah, the apple cider. Forgot to mention that, too. It's all good. Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 24 degrees this morning in Marysville with a light south wind. Warming today in the middle 40s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. K-State wide receiver Joaquin Gill has really started to find his role at K-State's offense. In the last four games, he's made 9 catches for 115 yards and 2 touchdowns. But because of an illegal hit against Texas, Gill might be out this Saturday. In the fourth quarter of K-State's eventual loss to Texas, Gill was blindsided on a hit from a Texas defensive back, Jalen Green. There wasn't initially a flag, but after review, Green was kicked out of the game for targeting and will miss the first half of this Saturday. K-State mixes it up at 2:30 this Saturday afternoon with West Virginia. They'll be playing at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And it was announced yesterday that Oklahoma City top 20 high school basketball player Bryce Thompson says he'll be playing college ball at KU. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, join us Saturday, November 16th as Coach Kleiman and your Wildcats host West Virginia as we celebrate college football's 150th anniversary, including a special halftime show featuring Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder. Tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve yours today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss this special game in Manhattan as your Wildcats host the Mountaineers Saturday, November 16th. Go Cats!
Kansas State basketball tonight, 6 o'clock, pregame 7 o'clock, tip-off on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
It's a playoff doubleheader Friday. Hanover at St. Paul at 5 o'clock and Axtell versus Lost Springs at 7. Live on KNDY 95.5. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
Ever hear of the goosebone method of predicting the weather? We will tell you how to crack the code on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Kansans have a new choice from Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to 4 levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 13th, the 317th day of the year. Writer Robert Louis Stevenson was born on this day, and the world premiere of the Disney film Fantasia was on this night in 1940. Turkey may be the bird of choice for the holiday feast, but only a century or so ago, goose was the bird of choice for most tables. After meal entertainment consisted of examining the goose bones for clues about the upcoming winter. As the breastbone dried and the coloration changed, the household expert, usually grandpa, would make the official pronouncement. White meant a mild winter. If it turned dark or a bluish color, watch out. The outlook for winter was, well, let's just say your goose may be cooked. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Everybody here looking New York pretty, but you're the kind of girl that's got that something, dancing to the groove like it just ain't nothing. They ain't never seen nothing quite like you. Long stem legs and your cowboy boots, throwing back whiskey straight in no water. Girl, there ain't nothing hotter. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. Or did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a simple ass smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone. Your little homegrown honey, honey, honey. You're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. Something cool to say. Turn around and saw you walking my way. Pulled me on the floor saying, son, it's on.